There is a lot of controversy around gender and equality these days, and Christians are having to hold firm to their beliefs in the Bible in order to withstand the onslaught from the media and liberal activists. But the Bible speaks of women being made in the image of God, which can cause much confusion because God is referred to as a father, so we assume he is male. On the next Family Matters, we'll offer insight into this interesting and often misunderstood concept. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a great question from a young woman who wants a greater understanding of being made in the image of God. She asks, how is it possible for both men and women to be made in a divine image when the Bible speaks of God primarily in masculine terms? I'm wondering if all the talk I've been hearing about the biblical basis for equality between the sexes is just an attempt on the part of liberal theologians to feminize God. We don't think so. As a matter of fact, we regard this as an extremely important issue. Indeed, your questions take us all the way back to the creation narrative. In the very first chapter of Genesis, we are told that God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. That's Genesis 1:27. The implication is clear. The distinction between the sexes is not only basic to human nature, it's also uniquely reflective of the divine. In some way we cannot fully grasp, it presents us with a visible picture of the unseen triune creator. It's basic to the meaning of the image of God in man. It's crucial to add here that, according to the language of Scripture, it takes both man and woman, or to put it another way, mankind as a whole, to reflect God's image in a complete way. In other words, it wouldn't quite be right to assert that you or I, or Billy Graham or Mother Teresa, as individuals, are adequate to the task of giving the world a balanced, well-rounded, full-orbed picture of His nature and glory. Instead, each one of us is a piece in a huge mosaic, and the mosaic as a whole includes both masculine and feminine features. Once we grasp this concept, we can begin to understand, among other things, why marriage is such an important biblical image of the believer's relationship with God. This is true not only in the New Testament, where Paul says plainly that the mystery of marriage provides us with a picture of Christ's union with the church, in Ephesians 5:32. And where John compares the New Jerusalem to a bride adorned for her husband in Revelations 21 verse 2. But also throughout the Old Testament, where the language employed to describe God's passionate love for his people is often not merely marital, but even explicitly sexual in nature. You can read some examples in Ezekiel chapter 16, Hosea chapters 1 and 3, and of course Song of Solomon in its entirety. Although it's true that God has revealed himself in the Bible as a father who has many masculine traits, this isn't quite the same thing as saying that he is a male God in the style of Zeus or Apollo or Hermes. If you have trouble grasping this, remember that while the Lord is a personal God, he is neither human nor sexual in nature. There's an important sense in which masculine is not necessarily the same thing as male, at least not when we're talking about God. As we've already attempted to explain, human beings reflect the Trinity in many ways, but there is no single human individual who is an exact image of God. Humans eat and drink, but this doesn't imply that God has to ingest food and water in order to sustain his life. The same principle applies to many aspects of our specifically human maleness and femaleness. Men and women may be different in many important ways, but they are both created in the image of God. I hope that we've been able to help answer your question satisfactorily. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.